Friday again, and that time of the week when we ask one of our culturephile guests to tell us about some of the cultures they've been enjoying. And this time we have the owner of a familiar voice as Paul Herriot shares with us his culturephile likes.
I'm Paul Herriot. I'm a broadcaster.
I suppose, like a great many of us, I never get the chance to see all the films that I want to during their cinematic release. And one of the ones that I particularly enjoyed was Jojo Rabbit, which is a film by Taika Waititi, the New Zealand film director, writer, actor, comedian, you name it. And he fulfills all those roles so brilliantly in this particular film that tells the story of a young German boy, Jojo, who's having to come to terms with his own sort of view of the ideology that's hideously evolving around him in Nazi Germany. And his single mother, played by Scarlett Johansson, very subtly, a lovely subtle performance, is hiding this young Jewish girl in the attic. He's in constant communication with his great imaginary friend, his very outrageous version of Adolf Hitler, brought to life brilliantly by Waititi himself. And there's something of the sort of Mel Brooks Springtime for Hitler feeling around this, and also something of Benigni's La Vita è Bella, which is another brilliant vision, I suppose, of the horrors of the Holocaust through an eye of the child, but somehow made palpable and bearable and beautiful in the telling of the story. And this one doesn't disappoint. I just loved it, and I found it profoundly moving.
One of the books that I've most enjoyed was Actress by Anne Enright. And it's probably because I've known a fair few actresses in my time, and it's just a delicious prospect to anticipate the kind of character in that vein that would be created from the mind of Anne Enright. And Catherine O'Dell, the actress, the central character in the book, is one of such inordinate sort of self-absorption, but talent and charisma. And I suppose many of us have asked, you know, what would it be like, or wondered at least, what it's like to be, you know, the offspring, the son or daughter of an incredibly famous, charismatic, creative person. And that is really what this book explores, because the situation is viewed entirely from the point of view of her daughter. And needless to say, that journey itself is incredibly complex and beautiful and strained, and is a journey ultimately of kind of redemption and release.
I don't really listen to that many podcasts, but then there isn't enough time, because the radio for me is a constant companion. And this goes back a long way. My grandfather was a great radio listener, and he had the radio on all the time, and he had it on all through the night, which sounds like it must have been a bit of a nightmare for my grandmother, but it was on just a low hum. You could hear a voice in the distance. And I remember even when I would stay with them from my bedroom, I could hear the radio in the distance. And it was a sort of comforting sound. And I go to sleep with the radio on myself and wake up to it in the morning. Low, but it's always there. I'm sure you shouldn't do that. I'm sure it's not a healthy thing to do at all. But anyway, there it is, the habit of a lifetime. The last piece of music I remember hearing that really stunned me, stopped me in my tracks, was a setting of the Easter hymn, Now the Green Blade Riseth, traditional Easter hymn, but this was a new setting. By an English composer, Bob Chilcott, and it was being sung as part of the choral Evensong on Good Friday at King's College in Cambridge. It was an extraordinary piece, really. It had very, very high organ accompaniment that sounded like the most perfect bird song. And but a blackbird that arrived every evening for quite a number of weeks in my home in Killaloe, and it would perch on the aerial on top of the house and give this command performance night after night. And this piece of music sort of reminded me of that, but it was also profoundly moving, so beautiful. I don't think there's any recording of it. Fortunately, I was actually recording the broadcast itself, but if there's a recording of Bob Chilcott, used to be with the King's Singers, incidentally, but his version of Now the Green Blade Riseth, which is such a beautiful text, I'd love to know. One of my most favourite scents, smells, the smell of honeysuckle, actually, and I managed to rescue one particular plant. I cut it back and lovingly tended it, and it's paid off dividends. You know, honeysuckle is such an ethereal scent, you know, it's so delicate, and it's very good memories for me. It reminds me of a late summer that I spent in Scotland, this must be 30 years ago now, in a production of the Sondheim Sweeney Todd, a Scottish opera, which I loved, really loved being in that. I loved everything about it, the rehearsal period and every performance. And I just remember the smell of the honeysuckle when we were at the Theatre Royal in Perth, my digs. There was a big bush of honeysuckle outside. And the way scent does, it's such a... it's the strongest, I think, of all recollections is stimulated by a scent of whatever kind. And it only lasts that memory just for a split second, but it's so strong, the memory, when it does. Oh, it's honeysuckle that does it for me.
The likes of Paul Herriot there, and Paul will of course be in his usual box later this evening presenting RTE Lyric Live from the National Concert Hall in Dublin. Coming up tomorrow we have another chance to hear our Culture File debate when our panel featuring ecologists Bill Jordan and Catherine Farrell, composer Karen Power and the naturalist bookshelf Paddy Woodworth discuss the places where art and ecology can help each other out. That's the Culture File debate, Saturday 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.